As fifth world women, I believe that our hearts are constantly breaking open, and that the place we really live is there, on the seemingly fragile precipice of potential heartbreak all the time. I don't think it's something that can be avoided in these times, no matter how hard we try. And I also don't think that this place is governed by grief or despair. I think actually it's governed by authenticity, purity, and deep intelligence. Do our hearts really break? When something happens and rocks our world, do they crack, shatter, splinter, get annihilated? Well, it sure feels like it some days. Can we be honest enough and courageous enough to really inspect what is happening when we find ourselves in a heartbreaking situation? For starters, let's look at our culture and what we call day-to-day reality. I think Western culture has become very heartbreak avoidant. We're really feeling things as concerned. If you follow the siren call of medicinal drugs, street drugs, junk food, junk television, junk films, and by the way, there is great food, TV, and films out there, but I'm talking about the big pile of junk choices we make. If we just unthinkingly bump along and separate ourselves from the sometimes great and real discomfort with what we see around us, then we're disabling our ability to do something about it. And in this fifth world, we need our wits about us, all of our wits. This place of pain, discomfort, or heartbreak avoidance, or really what I want to call truth avoidance, becomes a cultural destination rather than the way through to somewhere. It's like living on a bridge and forgetting we were on the way to somewhere. We don't like the discomfort or the overwhelm of what we see around us, so we stop on the bridge, set up homes on the bridge, raise our kids there, believe the newspapers, turn on our TVs, medicate, and try to remain there. We reform our map of the world like people did in the early Columbus days when they believed that the world was flat. As fifth world women, we find ourselves traveling to the other side of the bridge, to holy ground, to that raw, pristine, primordial, wild place of real and intimate heartbreak, and real and intimate wisdom, and real and intimate joy, a place where what doesn't matter really doesn't matter. The place of true vision, beyond good and bad advice, beyond cultural whispering or shouting, and beyond the stories all these long years that we have told ourselves and our children.